God. Pat told me how these words resonated in his soul and gave him the purpose he had been seeking. He also said that whenever he speaks, he closes with the words from that paragraph. I praise God that Pat Summerall found God's amazing grace. All of us who know Christ have received a transplant because someone died to provide us with his eternal life in place of our spiritual death. The gospel must be defended against being distorted or diluted, because it alone is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Your character needs to reflect well on the gospel. Over the past few years, we have seen more than enough examples of people whose lives did not match their life's message in terms of what they claim to believe or stand for. You may remember a rash of instances several years ago in which some very high-profile people, including the newly hired football coach at Notre Dame University, were discredited and lost their jobs when it was discovered that they had lied on their resumes. We even watched as a former president of the United States lied publicly about a private sexual affair that turned out to be all too true. Such duplicity has no place in the Christian life. The key in Philippians 1:27 is to live a life that is worthy of the gospel. Elsewhere, Paul exhorted believers to live with integrity, so that we may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. Titus 2:10. The idea is to make the gospel attractive to unbelievers, as they see the positive difference it has made in our lives. Every Christian is delivering a message to the world about what we believe and how it affects the way we live. There's an old saying with a lot of truth to it that goes something like this: what you are is speaking to me so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. The shorthand version of this is probably more familiar. Actions speak louder than words. Of course, for us as Christians, it's not an either-or proposition when it comes to delivering our life's message. We need to proclaim the gospel with our lips as well as with our lives. Paul's instruction is to make sure the two match up, which is where the issue of integrity and character of life comes in. It's important to make sure that each part of your life rings true. My longtime friend O.S. Hawkins has a helpful grid we can use to see how integrity works. He divides life into four areas where we need to display integrity of life and witness. The first of these is our public life. This is where most people know us, including casual friends, neighbors, acquaintances, and people we meet. Our public life is the persona or image that we portray to others. We also have a professional life. This is where we relate to others, primarily in our careers or businesses, whatever our particular calling may be. A third area is our personal life, that we live before a small group of family and intimate friends who really know us well. Your spouse and children know the most about you because they see you in a realm